Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Things have changed significantly as we welcome in Jim Grundberg. He's the CEO, founder of Seymour Putters. That's SEEMORE.com/putters. Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us. Sorry about the mix-up last week.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me back. I really apologize, but it's great to be with you.
Well, we appreciate it. Obviously, Oregon has been fortunate enough to keep their golf courses open throughout this entire COVID-19 ordeal. And as such, a lot more people have been out there either in just playing a lot more that were playing regularly before, but a lot of people getting reintroduced or introduced for the first time to the game. And while you can work on a golf swing, I think one of the more frustrating things for people that are out of practice is on the putting greens, depending on how they're fitted. And so with your putters and Seymour Putters, let us know kind of the philosophy when you decided to kind of create your own line and how you went about putting this line together.
Actually, that's a great question. Of course, putting is 40% of the game, and you know, the good players and the serious players and the tour players spend an awful lot of time with their putting. And, you know, most of us, though, that don't get a chance to play every single day and don't play golf for a living, putting is the one area that sort of gets neglected, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And my partner and I actually acquired Seymour back in 2006. So we didn't actually found it. It was invented back in the late 1990s, and a couple of golf professionals out on the West Coast. And of course, the story is known now by a lot of people in the industry, but I'll refresh your memory. Kane Stewart, who hadn't won in 4 years, showed up in 1999 with the philosophy that he was going to abandon all equipment contracts and he was going to find 14 clubs that were going to help him win again after a four-year drought. He was 42 years old. And he was struggling with putting. You know, like many tour players, he said that he didn't have a chance to win unless his putting was just on a lightning hot streak, but that only happened a few times a year. He struggled with an inconsistent forward press. He felt like, you know, by having an inconsistent forward press, the face angle on the putter was, you know, changed from literally putt to putt. The angle changed, the loft changed, so he wasn't going to get the same results from the same stroke. So he met the guys that had founded Seymour, and immediately he was intrigued because you set the Seymour putter down. It's, again, the original Seymour putter, straight shaft into near center of the head, two white lines that frame the bottom portion of the black shaft, and then a red dot that gets hidden. And it's really, so it's a putter, but it's a putting system. But it's very, very simple. You set it down, you hide that red dot, you see those two white lines, and every single time you set the putter down, you know now that three important things have happened. Your eyes, your shoulders, your body is square to your putter, which there's no other putter out there that would allow you to do that. And then, by also hiding that red dot, you know that your face angle, it's not closed, it's not open, it's going to be square to your putting line, and your loft is going to be controlled as well. So you've got a locked-in loft, a face angle that's square, and your body is set up in a perfect neutral position. So Payne Stewart went on, won the first event that he put it in play, which was Pebble Beach in 1999. He went on for a guy who considered himself a very inconsistent putter, rarely finished in the top half of putting statistics. For the 1999 season, he actually led the tour in one of the putting statistics, and he finished second in the other one. And we've never seen that done before, where somebody finished top two in both. It was, you know, at that time it was fewest putts, and it was strokes, and it was putts for green in regulation. Those were the two major putting categories. So, and you know, he won at Pinehurst, sunk probably the most memorable putt in the history of major championships, you know, that put the brand on the map. And then fast forward 5-6 years, the brand had sort of, I mean, unfortunately, with, you know, with Payne leaving us so quickly after that, it was a tough situation, and the brand was just sort of dry docked. But my partner and I had a strong background in the golf industry, and we had both been kind of early members of the Odyssey team when Odyssey was an independent company. And boy, we felt like we knew a great putter when we saw one. And when we saw Payne Stewart and we saw that technology, we really felt like that was something we'd love to be a part of. And, you know, 5 years later, we had a chance to go out and acquire the brand. So, two more major championships by Zach Johnson at Augusta and St. Andrews. So ironically, three major championships at what most people regard as three of the top 10 golf courses in the world. So that's sort of the background, and it's pretty strong.
Well, I know the USGA is kind of sensitive to training aids on the golf course. How did this come about where it is actually a legal use of, in a sense, a training aid?
That's a great point. And, you know, I think because in the end of the day, in my opinion, I mean, there's so many factors involved in putting, right? Mm-hmm. Every putt is different. The speed is different. The line is different. I mean, there's nothing mechanical about this. I mean, really what the Seymour putter does is it allows you to have better practice sessions, to your point. It allows you to develop a philosophy. You still have to go out and execute it. But, mm-hmm. you know, thank goodness that they did. I mean, I wish they would take that approach more often. Because again, does it put you at a competitive advantage? You know, we believe it does, but you have to go out there and work with it. And so, you know, they did allow it. And, you know, and I mean, there's a lot, if you go back and look at the rules for equipment, there are a lot of putters and golf clubs right now that would be considered to be, I mean, very much a stretch in terms of how they also could possibly conform when you look at the original rules of how you know, of what the USGA put in there for what would be allowed. But and golf's a tough game, so mm-hmm. I applaud them for taking a little bit broader view in some areas. But to your point, the one thing we've never really done is position the Seymour putter as first and foremost a great training aid. And, you know, for many, many tour players and top-level golfers, even those that are under contracts with other companies, many of them will use a Seymour putter the same way they'd use a training aid, because it gets them back to neutral. It gets them in the perfect position to make a consistent stroke. And there is a carryover effect. If you practice with a Seymour putter for a short period of time, it's going to help you no matter what other putter you use.
Jim Grunberg, our guest, he's CEO, founder of Seymour Putters. That's SEEMORE.com. And I don't think there's anything in terms of club manufacturing that's more varied than the way putters are now. When you go about the fitting process or helping a player decide kind of shaft the putter head itself, we see all sorts of shapes and sizes for that. What are the keys to making sure, because you mentioned there's more art in putting than science at times, and what your eye sees and how it registers with the rest of your body goes a long way in feeling comfortable over putts.
No question. You want to have confidence in what you're looking at. And so that's important. That's why we have a wide variety of options. And, you know, some golfers have, let's put it this way. Not that many golfers think that their putting couldn't be improved, but because oftentimes, you know, the difference between great and average on the putting greens is not quite as apparent as when you can't get off the tee or when you can't get out of the bunker, or, you know, you can't compress a ball with an iron. I think that's why golfers tend to consistently chase the other clubs when it comes to being fit and what have you. But we've always felt like, you know, putting is the last frontier. So we've built a system that we will apply, and that we kind of train and certify instructors and fitters to understand that, you know, being fit for the right putter is important. And so we've kind of put a manual together and a training program and platform. And then The flip side of that is that once we teach somebody how to fit somebody, so the proper length is going to be important. We want you to be in a comfortable posture. Some people put themselves into postures where it's almost painful to repeat it each and every time, right? And the same thing with a forward press. We've said, you can go ahead and forward press, and anybody can get hot and make a bunch of putts really doing anything. But if you want to have long-term success, then the more comfortable you are, the better your posture, the more repeatable your posture, the more likely you are to keep your body square and to understand how to square up the putter, the better. So we think Seymour still does that better than any other club out there. So what we don't do is, we're not paying a ton of tour players and we're not doing a ton of advertising. And I think, that's unfortunately kept us as a small kind of a boutique niche brand, because a lot of golfers really, they just don't put that much time and energy into the putter. And it's just sort of a constant search for, I'm going to pick one up, see if I like it. People that tend to get fit and buy Seymour putters, the customer satisfaction level is through the roof. Golfers tend to stick with it forever. They may buy another Seymour putter because our technology is shared across models. And, sometimes people do just want to look at something a little bit different, to your point, Jason. So that's why we have variety. And we've even added a new design this year, unfortunately launched it into the teeth of COVID. So not many golfers have seen it yet. But at Seymour.com, you'll see something called the RST Hosel Series. And it's the first time in 20 years we've fully adapted the Hide the Red Dot Seymour alignment technology to a plumber neck putter. And it's phenomenal, because not only does it help you with all the things we've already talked about, but in terms of plumber necks, it's actually a plumber neck that releases, but on a gradual sort of plane and natural arc. And we think it's probably one of the more stable plumber neck putters ever created. So we're very excited about it. Now that golf is finally starting to, come around, hopefully people will see that. But you have to have a wide variety. And people are interested in the feel of the putters, how it's milled, what the material is. And we do all that. And we work very closely. Any golfer that contacts us, we'll work with them to match them up with a fitter, or we'll do a virtual fitting with them. So we can do all that.
Well, Jim, there's nothing wrong with being a boutique company, because you can control the quality of the product that you put out. And I know I appreciate that as a professional. I went through a fitting yesterday with Cody Hill, and he's great. We did a FaceTime virtual fitting, and it was pretty exciting for me to go through it. Going into the fitting, I decided I would go through your certification program, so as a professional, so that I could feel comfortable fitting any player. So being a small company, there's that one-on-one good personal relationship that I know most players appreciate.
Well, Harold, we appreciate that. I mean, our motto is pretty much just turn every customer into a friend of the company. And it's amazing the long-term relationships we've built with golfers that sort of just love Seymour, and they're around the world. We kind of call each other Seymourians. And it's a lot of fun when you know that there's a company that really does care about you. And I mean, we know that, I don't care. We really do believe we have the best technology and the best putter and all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean that somebody at some point in time doesn't say, hey, I'm struggling all of a sudden with putting. What's happened?
Right.
Tour players do this. And so we try to have that level of aftermarket service and friendship with our customers so that, we don't want to leave you hanging. I mean, it's 40% of the game. And so I think a lot of golfers really are starting to appreciate how much fun it can be to be fit for a putter that, not just the right fit, but one like ours that has this, you called it a training aid technology, and I'll accept that as a huge positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a putter with an owner's manual, right? And it's sort of like, okay, there's some things very, very quickly that are going to be intuitively correct and get you going right out of the gate. But there's other little subtle things that we can show you in terms of how this putter can help you practice better as well.
Well, and you have kind enough to allow a couple of our listeners here the opportunity to experience that for themselves. We've got two today. $250 gift certificates.
Yep.
That will allow you to, that's enough for a putter. Plus, you get a little fitting session. We got to do it by Skype, given the COVID-19 current stat. Yep. But what all are they going to experience there with these two we're going to give away here in a moment?
Well, I'd say it's going to be pretty similar to the experience that Harold had yesterday with Cody. So Cody Hale is our he's a former professional. He's won state. He's won state opens. He played 4 years on the tour, and he is our guy that goes out and works with tour players. So, you know, he's worked on tour with a lot of players, and you'll get him. So, you know, even though it's going to be virtual, I think it'll be a wonderful experience. And then we will build you a custom putter here in Nashville, Tennessee at our headquarters. And we're excited about it. And then, you know, like I said, we in general, once somebody comes to the Seymour team, they never leave it, and they become good friends, and we love that. So we're excited to let you guys offer that to your to some of your listeners.
Well, we appreciate it very much. In fact, we'll give one away now. So 503-250-1080, the fourth caller, you're going to get one of those gift certificates for $250 plus the Skype fitting session. So the phones are already lighting up. Jim Grunberg, CEO, Seymour Putters, we thank you so much for spending some time with us. Hopefully we can introduce your products and methods to a few more people out here in the Northwest.
Jason and Harold, I really appreciate it. And, you know, I'd love to join you anytime that you think it could be beneficial. So you guys have a great day. Have a great trip tomorrow, Jason.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun.
Let's hope
and,
so.
absolutely. I look forward to hearing about that.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.